106.1.
The home of SAFM in Nelspruit.
SAFM,
South Africa's news and information leader.
25 minutes to 10 here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. This year's Congress of Psychology is taking place at the Emperor's Palace. It's an annual event of psychology, psychology congress, and it takes a critical look at the profession's ability to respond to context and to wider social needs. It's a pleasure now to welcome Professor Anthony Pile, President of the Psychological Society of South Africa. Good morning to you and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Ike, and thank you for having us on your program.
How has the Congress been?
Ike, we're actually starting the formal Congress tomorrow. We're just in the process of pre-Congress meetings and workshops. But we've got quite an exciting program lined up from tomorrow till Friday.
Pre-Congress meetings, are they deciding on the contents of the Congress?
No. The contents have already been decided, and we can talk about some of them as we go on. The pre-Congress workshops really involve more intensive programs of extended training. For example, we've got a pre-Congress workshop today taking place with one of our local experts is doing some training for psychologists on dealing with trauma. And as you know, trauma is a very significant issue in our society, especially with our violent crimes, etc. So the pre-Congress workshops are very intensive-based programs. We have others on dealing with ethics, and around the world there's a huge concern right now, and especially in the last year, with some problems that we noticed with the American Psychological Association. Listeners may have come across what's been going on there, the treatment of detainees, etc. So ethics is a big thing, and our the president of the International Union of Psychological Science, Professor Sats Cooper, is running an ethics workshop this afternoon. So we've got quite a few workshops like that.
Let's take a look at what the theme is for this Congress.
Yes. The theme for this Congress is psychology's response ability. And it was quite a catchy theme that we chose for a few reasons. But among them is that we are concerned as psychologists, especially given our history where we come from in this country, both in terms of our political system, the regime that we come from, but also in terms of the history of psychology as a discipline and how historically psychology really co-toed with the old apartheid government. But since democracy in our country, psychology has taken a whole different direction and is far more responsive. It has, in the past few years, been more responsive, and it is our fervent quest to make psychology more responsive to the needs of society. So that is what, broadly, that psychology's responsibility has to do with. If I could just add one more thing there. You know, it's often thought about, when we think about psychology, we often think about psychology just or purely in terms of the help, the interventions, mental health care that psychologists provide. But it's much broader to that, and our concern is about the extent to which psychology responds to social injustices, to human rights issues, and those are some of the things that we will be discussing in the conference as well.
How is it being viewed, psychology, currently, especially in South Africa?
It's an interesting point that, because, you know, having come from this historical background that I sketched out, remember that with psychology being basically concerned with human behavior and thinking and feelings, much of what we learned in psychology as students ourselves, much of what we have taught our students to date has been drawn from the literature, from the textbooks, from the research that was developed in the West. And these were developed largely in the U.S. and in Europe, but largely in the U.S. But all of those have been based mainly with white, middle-class, American and other Western societies. Now, the problem with that is that over the years, in the earlier years, we have been applying that somewhat unquestioningly to our local context. And it obviously does not apply because we're a totally different society. We have a totally different history. We're a multicultural society. And some of that does not apply. Certainly some of the basic principles in psychology apply, but fair amount. For example, the types of treatment approaches don't necessarily apply. The way we diagnose certain conditions don't necessarily apply. So we need to be, and we're constantly aware of the need to reevaluate what we're doing and do our local research. And it's good to see that in the past 10 to 15 years, a lot more local research has been done, looking at more indigenous ways of practice, more indigenous ways of understanding mental health problems and dealing with them.
Well, Professor, we're going to talk some more on that. Professor Anthony Pile, President of the Psychological Society of South Africa, Psychology in Our Terms. We are dissecting the objectives of the annual Psychology Congress, which formally kicks off tomorrow at Emperor's Palace. There will be discussions on East South African psychology serving humanity, and that will be chaired by Professor Seth Scooper, who is the President of the International Union of Psychological Science. Maybe you'd like to give us a call as well. Well, you've got some input to make and some suggestions. Give us a call, 0891-104-207. That's the telephone number. 34701 is our SMS line. That will cost you 1 rand, or you can email morning@safm.co.za. That's morning@safm.co.za, or Facebook us or tweet us at SAFM Radio.
When you purchase prescription spectacles at Specsavers, you can now get either a free comprehensive eye test or 500 Rand off your frame or lens enhancements. You get to choose. That's right. Choose either a free comprehensive eye test or 500 Rand off your frame or lens enhancements. Offer available for a limited time only. Visit specsavers.co.za for more information. T's and C's apply. Specsavers, for affordable eye care and a whole lot more.
Join us this Thursday on Top Billing as Olympic great Cameron van der Berg is a fish up a mountain. Isidingo moves to the country for Lerato and Sichava's wedding. Food bloggers go bananas for a stylish, scrumptious new eatery. Plus, meet Jidenna, the hip-hop star behind the mega-hit Classic Man. Catch Top Billing Thursday night at 8, repeat Sunday at 12:30, only on 3.
I am the pulse of the nation's future. I am the bridge to a better tomorrow.
We are the promise of all our land can be.
We are UWT.
The University of the Western Cape and the SABC are joining together to respond to a national need to support students. The Access to Success campaign, taking place from 25th August 2016, is to invest in tomorrow's leaders today. For more information, visit uwc.ac.za or sabc.co.za. From hope to action through knowledge.
Great stories told by great personalities. SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.
17 minutes to 10 here on Morning Talk. We're talking about psychology in our times, dissecting the objectives of the annual Psychology Congress, which is taking place at Emperor's Palace. Professor Anthony Pile is President of the Psychological Society of South Africa, and he is our guest. We're taking your calls. Dr. Alan Grootboom, I see your call there. But before we go to Dr. Grootboom, you spoke about research earlier, and that, you know, besides the basics, we really have to look at better ways of addressing some of the challenges that psychology, the field, is facing in the African context. Now, research costs time and money. How is it progressing in South Africa?
I think we are definitely making some good progress with research. As I said earlier, we've got some way to go, and you're quite right, research does cost money. But we are making some good progress. The other thing to remember also is that not all research that is needed, because some are very basic ones, and I'll sketch out one in a little while, is not necessarily expensive. I mean, if we think about, for example, the one issue that we're facing right now in the country, and there was a court case about a week or two ago that made the headlines regarding issues of racial prejudice, racism, that sort of thing. And we need to be focusing more on those types of issues. You see, because in a way, what happens is we tend to deal with some of these problems like racism, like racial prejudice and stereotyping with adults. And they don't necessarily, it isn't necessarily the best time to do that. We need to be helping our children at a much younger age in order to start to think about the world differently, in order to think about their fellow human beings differently. And if we can inculcate different values, more constructively based value systems in our children, we can avoid this kind of very prejudicial and stereotyped ways of thinking about other people, which will be immensely helpful as they grow up, and avoid then at that time calling people names, writing posts on Facebook and social media, etc., that are derogatory to other groups. Those things are avoidable, and we can do things like that. And this is where the Psychological Society has been particularly vocal, particularly concerned about assisting in this way. In a similar way, things like gender-based violence. You know, we have so much of it in our country, and of course in other parts of the world as well, but we have a lot of it in our country. And our concern from the Psychological Society of South Africa is that if we're going to be tackling it purely when individuals get to adulthood, then the chances of addressing the issue in a successful way are much lower. We need to deal with it at lower levels, at the level of school children, in families, etc. Teach differently, to teach children how to respect each other in terms of gender. Boys need to learn how to respect girls, that girls are not there to be abused. Girls are not there to just do willy-nilly whatever it is they want. So there are things like that. And similarly, other areas of research that we can do as well, particularly in the area of mental health issues. You know, one of the big problems, just if we look at just mental health problems in general, if you look at, for example, depression in women. Now, depression is a very common mental health problem, extremely common. It is the most common mental health problem. Affects up to 1 out of 4 or 1 out of 5 women. And that's pretty common. On the positive side is that a condition like depression is so treatable, very, very treatable. There are good treatments available now, good psychological interventions. There are also some medications. These all work very well. And we need to be looking at how we can best get these conditions early identified. And I think that's perhaps one of the mistakes we're making, not only in South Africa, but elsewhere in the world. We're not identifying these problems early enough.
Let's go to the calls now. Dr. Alan Grootboom, thank you very much for holding on. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Ike. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Doctor.
Right. Just two things I just want to touch quickly on. One is on the question of racism. I did my research on racism, but one of the things that I found and still see within our society is that on school level, there is no continuity in terms of addressing the issue of race. And that is why we have these flares up, and when people fight, it's a racist fight. When necessarily black and white children fight the school ground, it is termed as racist. So we need to really understand what is it at the base of racism and touch that within school level. And do it continuously, because that's the only way we can de-racialize our society and not just know, like Lusufi and those people, just running to every incident at the school and making that a big issue. It is essentially a big issue. The second thing that we also need to look at, I think what your guest mentioned there, is how do we see the question around the Western-based research. I'm thinking of particularly about Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and the top one, which refers to self-actualization as such. Now, within our society and also worldwide, I don't know. Yes, you can do it in terms of the top level of self-actualization. Within our society, I see that self-actualization, if a gangster has made a lot of money, he starts giving to the poor and so on. And to me, I'm trying to see, is that the line in terms of absolution, what I have done? Now I'm self-actualizing. So one of the things is we need to, again, debunk Maslow's hierarchy of needs within our particular context. And that's my contribution to this debate.
Thank you, Dr. Khrodgwom. And we'll be coming back to Professor Anthony Pillay, the president of the Psychological Society of South Africa, to respond to those 2 points.
At NetBank, we see your business as a powerful thoroughbred horse. But right now, you've got him working with a dressage trainer, a steeplechase trainer, and a show jumping trainer, instead of just letting him focus on being the best racehorse he can be. That's not how you win, on the racetrack or in business. With WholeView Business Banking from NetBank, there's only one trainer, one bank overseeing your business instead of many. So we have the full picture and can co-create a holistic and integrated financial solution for you. Our deeper understanding of your business will take it further than ever before. See money differently with WholeView Business Banking from NetBank. Email business@netbank.co.za, an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
The Trofeos are in hot pursuit for the number one spot in the ODI rankings. In a once-off ODI clash, Willamo Park in Benoni welcomes the Proteas as they take on Ireland in one of the most thrilling cricket matches this season. SABC Sport will bring you the number one fan of the Proteas 4x4 coverage on Sunday, 25th September at 12:30. Find it live on SABC 3 and Radio 2000.
I'm addicted to cricket.
SABC Sport, for the love of the game.
I'm a vuvuzela blowing, bratwurst eating, table mountain climbing, la bola paying, biryani making, cricket playing, drum hitting, pakanga singing, beatboxing, street hopping, skateboarding, slap chip eating, Khoisan speaking, Delilah feeling, Xhosa speaking, South African. Mthosa ngadlengwanga.
Our heritage is not just our culture, it's also our journey. Live your heritage and learn about another culture. SABC, celebrating Heritage Month. Hashtag live your heritage.
Show's so good, we won't blame you if you can't pick a favorite.
Can't pick a favorite.
SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.
Professor Anthony Pillay is president of the Psychological Society of South Africa. We're in conversation with him and, of course, looking forward to the annual Congress, Psychology Congress, which is taking place at Emperor's Palace. Before the break, Dr. Khrodgwom called in 2 points that he raised was the how to deal with racism and self-actualizing. Professor?
Thank you. Thanks, Ike. Yes, I think those are both very relevant points to be raised. Just to deal with the first one first, in a way, Dr. Khrodgwom is agreeing with the viewpoint that I put forward earlier. From the Psychological Society of South Africa, our view is that issues like racism and several others, you know, can be dealt with in either a reactive way or a proactive way. Of course, we tend to deal with it very often reactively. In fact, we tend to deal with most of our problems reactively. And that doesn't necessarily get to the root issue. Now, what we need to do also is proactive work. And this is what I was getting at earlier on, that with this issue of racism, remember that I don't think we get up one morning as an adult and suddenly become racist and suddenly have prejudicial views and stereotypical views of other people. These things develop in terms of our long-term evolution as children, adolescents, and adults. And so and there's a lot of research evidence to show this, that the more we can inculcate at a very young age, not only in the schools, because I think we must also be very careful that we don't place all of the responsibility for the growing of our children on schools. It's not the school teacher's responsibility to bring up our children, but certainly they have a fair amount to contribute. So some of this must be done, a fair amount must be done within the family situation as well, within the home. Parents have this responsibility. But within both of those sets of people involved in the child's growing, children need to learn at that stage. It's the basic issue of respect for other human beings, the respect for the other person as a human being, as somebody with exactly the same rights as myself. And I think we do that from an early stage. We avoid not only those issues of racism, but we avoid other issues like bullying, etc., and other types of violent issues as well. So you know, while we react to racist issues, and we take them to courts and things like that, which is the correct things to do, but proactively we need to start very early on. The second issue regarding this issue of self-actualization, and I found quite interesting the example of the gangster, and I think there was mention of drug dealing. It's a very interesting situation, because one of the things that does happen, and we see this in various communities, unfortunately it tends to happen slightly more in poorer communities than others, although it does happen in wealthier communities as well. If you've got a situation, for example, where you've got a drug dealer down the road, selling his drugs, making a lot of money, as they often do illicitly, and leading quite a lifestyle, as drug dealers do, quite a lavish lifestyle, here's a problem that tends to arise, and that is that young children growing up in the environment, in that particular neighborhood, tend to start to see this person as somebody, because their value systems have not sufficiently been developed, because their moral conceptualizations of the world have not completely developed, they tend to start to see such a person as perhaps somebody they may want to aspire to, not because of the wrong things that he's doing, because at that time the children are not able to discern those out. But what they are seeing that's attractive is the fancy cars he's driving, the flashy clothes he wears, the amount of money and gold jewelry that he's wearing, and the kind of authority that he tends to command. Now, that kind of presence of an adult or a young adult in a community can be such a damaging role model for our young people. So no matter how much these individuals, drug dealers, gangsters, etc., do in terms of their own attempt at self-actualization, we still got the bigger problem that remains in terms of what it does in terms of our young children development. Because role modeling, we talk about this a lot, and it's a well-known concept, is so, so important. And we want our children to model themselves on people with good values, not those kinds of people.
Professor, let's just move a little bit quicker into the highlights. What are the highlights going to be? And one of the other things that I'm sure a lot of people would like to find out, is psychology adequately accommodated in our healthcare system, especially the public sector?
Okay. Thanks, Ike. I think that's an important point, because it is one that CISA, the Psychological Society, is very concerned with. Yes, we do have psychology and psychological services in our government healthcare system. We would, however, like to see it have a greater presence, and the Psychological Society is constantly in engagement with the Department of Health, talking to them about increasing the amount, the numbers of psychology posts and services in the Department of Health, because we definitely feel that they are not enough. And the reason we feel this is because we must remember that psychological services for people attending our government health services, which are essentially our poorer communities, and we have large numbers. These services are not only for the pure mental health problems like depression or other serious mental disorders, but they're also for various other physical illnesses where there are psychological components, because mental health and psychology cut across every physical illness. So, for example, people with HIV and AIDS also have various psychological needs that that warrant some kind of psychological intervention. Children with physical problems, children with scholastically related problems, have great need for psychological input. I mentioned earlier women and depression. As you know, also we've got very, very serious problems with substance abuse, alcohol, drug abuse in our country. So there's a great need there. So the short answer to that question is yes. There are psychological services in our government mental health system, but we need far more, and we're hoping to get government's positive response in this regard.
Well, we've run out of time, Professor, but I think we'll get you back after the conference so that you can take us through some of the highlights and if your objectives were met. Thank you again, and good luck with the Congress. That's Professor Anthony Pile, President of the Psychological Society of South Africa, bringing the time to exactly 10 o'clock. Let's update the news. Good morning, Utsile Saku.
SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.